From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Charlie Brown and Snoopy, Calvin and Hobbes, Fern and Wilbur. The kids section of the library is full of stories about children and their animal friends. Artist and illustrator Maxwell Eaton hopes to add his own set of friends to the bookshelf. He's created a series of books about the adventures of Max and his pig, Pinky. Here's North Country Public Radio's Brian Mann.
It's a frigid December afternoon, and Maxwell Eaton is sitting at a table in his apartment in the tiny village of Saranac Lake, New York. Scritch by scritch, he forms the image of a grinning little boy.
Max's head is the hardest part for me. Gotta get that perfect circle.
Eaton is in his mid-20s. He has black curly hair, and he draws with his left hand, scrunched like a kid doodling at a desk. A couple of years ago, he was working as a ski bum in Colorado after graduating from the arts program at St. Lawrence University.
All my drawings were really dark and charcoal and mechanical things.
But sitting around the ski lodge, Maxwell Eaton found himself sketching cartoons on bar napkins.
Kind of out of boredom, almost. I was just doodling, and I came up with this character that I was just kind of drawing all the time, who finally became Max.
Max the character looks nothing like Maxwell the artist. With his bright red shirt and blue pants, the little boy is sort of like a happier, better-adjusted version of Charlie Brown. His sidekick, who also evolved over thousands of doodles, is a slightly subversive, marshmallow-obsessed pig named Pinky.
I needed the pig to say something or think something and show a little sarcasm almost, and observing these ridiculous things Max was doing, and finally it was just Max and Pinky.
On a whim, Eaton mailed his drawings to a New York City agent who liked them a lot. He then found an editor at Knopf who liked them even more. The first Max and Pinky book, called Best Buds, was published in 2006.
Max and Pinky love adventure. They go here, and we have them out camping at night. Max is looking around the tent, and he says, "Hey, where did the marshmallows go?" And we got Pinky out front with all the marshmallows.
The second Max and Pinky adventure, Superheroes, was published in October, full of snow monsters and volcanoes. One reviewer praised the book for its thick black lines and sublime sense of humor. Elizabeth Blumley is a children's book author who has a particular fondness for Pinky.
How cute is that pig? And it's a flying one. I just love that.
Blumley owns a bookstore for kids in Shelburne, Vermont, called The Flying Pig. She says kids love reading about characters who stick together, even when times are tough.
The friendship between Pinky and Max is just so sweet and hilarious. They're a little bit like, you know, those George and Martha stories of friendship. It has that, I don't know, that smiling feel to them, if you know what I mean by that.
Eaton says the texture of Max and Pinky's friendship grew out of his love for newspaper comics.
I like to think it was kind of the Calvin and Hobbes generation, where I grew up in first grade starting to read Calvin and Hobbes. That was a big part of my childhood, I think, and that's where I get a lot of the timing and just the give and take between two very different characters.
In their finished form, Eaton's sketches are illuminated with the kind of bright, simple colors that you see in Sunday morning comics. Eaton says he's been incredibly lucky finding an audience for his books, which are aimed at kids age 5 to 7. He also had to overcome one really inconvenient fact. He's colorblind.
It was an interesting jump into children's books and what turned out to be very bright illustrations and colorful and everything. In college, I focused mostly on printmaking and drawing.
That's where all the charcoal came in.
Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. So I kind of shied away from the painting and everything.
With the help of a computer and an art director at Knopf, Eaton finally found just the right palette for Max and Pinky's adventures.
And we're out fishing. "I don't even like worms," this fish says to Pinky. Pinky says, "Have you tried marshmallows?" Always got that on his mind, it seems, the marshmallows. And Max.
The next Max and Pinky story, called The Mystery, will be published next fall. For NPR News, I'm Brian Mann in Saranac Lake, New York.